Welcome to day 28 of the FitMind program. This next meditation technique might seem heavy, but it's a worthwhile exercise. Meditating on death can change the way we view life, as we'll discuss in the lesson on this topic. But I will say that if you're in a fragile state of mind right now, then you may want to come back to this one at a later time. Let's begin as usual by assuming a comfortable meditation posture and checking in with the mind. Setting a strong intention to set down your mental baggage for these next few minutes and just be completely present. And now closing your eyes and taking some tranquil breaths. We'll begin this technique by parking attention narrowly onto the breath at the tip of the nose in order to gain some stability. All right, and with your attention more focused, now imagine that as you inhale, this were your very last breath. It might help to visualize yourself on your deathbed surrounded by loved ones, picturing each breath as your last. And on each exhale, feel yourself letting go of attachments, letting go of that which is not truly meaningful in your life. Inhale, last breath. Exhale, letting go. Inhale, last breath. Exhale, letting go. And feel the gratitude for each breath, cherishing it as if it truly were your last. See if you can feel into what you actually care about in the face of death. And finally, feel the aliveness of your body, the energy coursing through your body. Try to feel all of the automatic physiological processes keeping you alive in each moment. becoming thankful for each moment that you are alive. All right, let's transition out of the meditation, setting a strong intention to appreciate each moment of life as a gift and opportunity. So that was a heavy topic, but hopefully a practice you found impactful. Meditating on death can help us see how pointless it is to spend life worrying about the popularity of our social media profiles, the size of our bank accounts, or the padding on our resumes. All of that suddenly pales in comparison to death. And so on that note, see if it's possible to live today in the same frame of mind, focusing on whatever it is you actually care about, as if you didn't have much longer to live. And I'll see you here tomorrow for day 29 of the FitMind program.